This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Health advocates urge Coloradans to test their homes for radon as levels become higher in winter months. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Radon is an odorless radioactive gas naturally produced by the breakdown of uranium. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer deaths and is especially dangerous in Colorado due to uranium in the soil. Jan Lowry is with the University of Colorado's Cancer Center. She says half of homes tested here show results above recommended levels. Just half of homeowners report testing their homes.
In terms of mitigating one's risk relative to radon, I think the first step is making sure that you've tested radon levels in your home.
You can learn more and request a free kit from the website of the CU Cancer Center. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A growing number of dogs across Colorado are being treated for severe coughs. Veterinarians in the state are attributing the coughs to a novel virus that starts out mild but can turn into pneumonia. Denver 7 reports that the virus seems to be spreading at social places like dog parks and daycare. Experts are advising that owners refrain from letting their dogs socialize with other dogs to help prevent the spread of the virus. More than 120 eligible Mesa County residents are not receiving food from the delivery service Meals on Wheels. Mesa County Meals on Wheels director Amanda DeBox says funding shortages are to blame.
We've got a lot of veterans that are waiting on the list. We have people who are just out of the hospital and need a little bit of help to get them through recovery. And there's nothing that we can do for any of them.
Mesa County's program was hit particularly hard by the end of COVID-19 pandemic relief funding. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.